Okay, listen up. Right after today's digital life hack, we've got a weekend call from the Kim Komando Show. You're going to love it. The International Space Station orbits the Earth about every 90 minutes. So if you see it pass overhead, it'll be on the other side of planet Earth in less than an hour and a half. Wow. I'm Kim Komando for Keeper Security, the password manager accessible from any device. Get a discounted personal or family plan your first year at keepersecurity.com/Kim. Let's get space nerdy. The ISS is home for astronauts to conduct scientific research under microgravity conditions. You might not realize it, but the ISS is huge, about the size of a football field. Its large solar panels and other metallic surfaces are highly reflective, which is why when sunlight hits the station, it's possible to see it here on Earth. Want to try it for yourself? Go to spotthestation.nasa.gov or use an app like ISS Detector to find when the ISS is visible in your area. Again, that's spotthestation.nasa.gov or the ISS Detector app. To get ahead in life, you need to be tech smart. Get my free newsletter at getkim.com. Yes, another brilliant call from my weekend show. You're going to love it. Here it is. Vincent in Los Angeles, California. Hi there, Vincent.
Hey, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. What's going on?
Well, you know, I bought this piece of property in Guam, and it's a nice ocean view property, 1 acre with a slope, probably about 15-degree slope.
Okay.
And I want to build my dream home.
Oh, how fabulous. And,
yeah.
Guam is beautiful.
Guam is beautiful. It's a wonderful tropical island. And I bought a software maybe 10 years ago, and it was so expensive and so not user-friendly. So I ended up not using it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for a more current user-friendly software for home and landscape design on a sloping property.
So when do you want to build this house?
I got a lot of time, maybe a couple years.
Awesome. Okay, good for you. So, all right, so you tried 10 years ago. Now you're ready. You're like, okay, now I'm starting to get serious with it, right? Okay.
Right.
You know, I'm building a house right now, and it's a huge process. Whatever, I'm just going to tell you right now, whatever you have budgeted, just add like 25%. I mean, just add that off the top, especially now because of the lumber. Prices have increased. Some of the prices of lumber have increased 800%, Vincent. Wow. 800%.
Wow.
I mean, a 2x4 has increased by 300% because of the whole pandemic, supply, demand. So hopefully all that will be over by the time that you go to build your house. The program that my architect is using, and you do need to be an architect, you can try it. It's absolutely free. It's called SketchUp. And it's a full program that can do the inside, the outside of the house. It allows you to zoom into rooms, and it's there's some tutorials, and it'll probably take you 10 years to figure it out. So we probably don't have that kind of time, right?
Right.
So there's a program. Let me tell you about a few, and both of them have free trials. And what I think is easy might not be easy to you. So I want to, that's why I like to give you just a few options. All right.
Okay.
One is called Smart Draw. And because of my New Jersey accent, I really made a conscious effort not to say dwa. Okay, Smart Draw. That's D-R-A-W. And the other one that I think, now that I'm talking to you, that might even be better than that, it's called Planner 5D. It allows you to put almost like, it has templates and it has things that like mean. So here we're going to put the kitchen sink, so you don't have to measure anything out. Yeah, here's going to be a dishwasher. Here's where the front door is going to be. A 15-degree slope, yeah, that's significant. And that's something that what I would recommend is that you come up with your basic design. And then,
okay,
of course, you're going to have this approved in Guam for
right,
building and get the building permits and all that other good stuff. Is that I would, if I were you, I would come up with the design. Nobody should be their own architect. You've seen those houses in the neighborhood. You know what I'm talking about, where you drive by and you're like, they thought they could save money by being their own architect, right? And you're like, that doesn't even look remotely any good. But what you can do is go to them go to an architect in Guam and say, this is kind of my concept. This is what I like. I want a great room. I want to have a workout room. It doesn't need to be big. I want to make sure that I have a view of the ocean from the kitchen and from the great room. I'd like to put a little pool here. It doesn't have to be a massive pool because I don't want to have to put, you know, take care of all that type of maintenance. So the bottom line is you start putting things together. Like in my house, it was really important for me to have a 2-bedroom guest house for my mother. So her and possibly one day for a caregiver, right? So you start putting these things into a design that are important to you. And maybe do just a basic layout. And then you contract with an architect in Guam who knows how to get everything through the city, because that's going to be a whole nother issue in the county, rather, to make sure that it all adheres to the conformities that they want in their particular environment, municipality, and good stuff like that. I'll post some links over in the Q&A forum, and Vincent will send them out to you directly. And hey, what a great dream that is. And thanks for calling.
Hey, huge thanks for tuning in, folks. And if you've got a question that's burning a hole in your brain, just drop me a line. Head over to commando.com, with a K, of course, and tap email Kim. Yes, I do read every single question. Now, for tech insights you can't afford to miss, grab my free daily newsletter over at getkim.com.